If you would turn to a very familiar passage of scripture in the book of Philippians, we're going to look at chapter 3. We're going to look at chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse 12 and read several of the following. When you find it, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right, I think we're there. Philippians chapter 3. Amen. I'm going to begin at verse 12, and it reads as following in the King James Version of the Bible. It says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, what to we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example." Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Verse 18 also says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." Amen. I really want to focus on this morning those two scriptures. It says, "Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus." Amen. Amen. Let's look over in the book of Luke. Let's look at Luke chapter 9. Amen. Luke chapter 9, and turn down to verse 62 if you have it. When you find it, say amen. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 62 says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Amen. I want to talk about this for a few minutes. What are you looking at? Well, what are you looking at? My brothers and sisters, you and I are plagued, amen, with just things that go on that we watch and the things that we see. If we were to look, amen, over our lives, you guys hear me preach Sunday after Sunday, and there's so many stories that I tell you about the old me, amen, about the things that I used to do that are sometimes very entertaining, that are sometimes even things that you cringe when I say them. You know, so I'm looking back into my own life, and I'm looking in my rearview mirror. I'm looking back over things that have gone on in my life. We know that Paul, amen, was the same Paul, and we say this all the time, that Paul was the same Paul that was Saul, that was at the stoning of Stephen, the greatest deacon that ever lived. Paul agreed with the stoning of Stephen, who was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost. But we know that Paul had a change in his life on the Damascus Road. Amen? He was knocked off of his high horse and blinded for 3 days. Amen? And he changed his life because of his experience he had with Jesus Christ. And now the one that was that persecuted the church is now a man that is such, that is so that is so biblically sound, and that is so spiritual, that he's persecuted by the church. Amen. The mindset that he had before, he's totally had an about face. Amen. A lot of us say we want to do a 360. Well, I don't believe in 360, because when you do 360, you end up back where you started. I believe you do a 180. When you're going in the wrong direction, you turn around and go right. Amen. Paul went right in his life. And Paul spent the rest of his life, amen, experiencing things and writing things down, wrote 14 books in the Bible that would help you and I. Amen. Some of us, Paul is one of our favorite characters in the book. His reality is something that we can look back on, amen, and live our lives after and be stronger and better Christians because of Paul's writings. Now, I will tell you this. Paul was very stringent, amen. Paul, it wasn't a lot of gray area when you read Paul's writings, amen. Now, this is Shannonology. I believe that Paul's message to you and I, my brothers and sisters, is the fact that we know that Jesus Christ died for the remission of our sins. We know that grace and mercy comes in, amen, and basically does, not really does away with the law, but we're not bound under the law, amen, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. But this is the message that Paul, I believe, gave to us. Is he said, you know what? I understand grace and mercy. I understand that he died for you, he died for us, and that if we, whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe that, but he also, in my opinion, says, listen, guys, even though we have grace and mercy, let's live like the law is still in effect. Because somebody is watching you. Amen? Because somebody wants to be just like you. Somebody builds their Christian relationship based on how you act in the church. Amen? Somebody builds their family based on how you and your wife and your husband interact. So he said, you know what? I want y'all to be A+. I want you all to be A+ Christians. And there's nothing wrong with striving to be the best, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Now, what was my topic? What are you looking at? I knew what it was. Look at this. Look at this. Paul in all of his greatness, Paul in all of his awesomeness, Paul in all of his wisdom, Paul in all of his anointing gives us an awesome and a great word here in Philippians. Amen. Wrote this to the church of Philippi. He says in verse 12, he says, you know what? I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. He said, you know, I'm not saying that I have it all. Pastor McGuire, y'all know I don't. As Pastor McGuire, pastor of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church, guys, I ain't all that in a bag of chips. Amen. I'm all that. I'm just working on the chips right now. Amen. But he said, you know, I'm not coming at you like I don't have things going on in my life. He said, look, this is what I do. He said, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Did y'all see that? He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Some of us are going to miss out on tomorrow because we're looking back on yesterday. Let me tell you something. Everybody in here used to be something. But guess what? Just because you used to be don't mean you always have to be. Just because you always had a foul mouth and you cuss folks don't mean you can have to continue in that. But he said, I press forward. Okay, my topic is, what are you looking at? Oh, this is going to be real good. This is good stuff right here, and I'm almost done. You believe that, Darren? This is part of what we're doing today, so don't nobody flip out because I just said this here. I need something to set this on. Went on to say, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. How many of you are plagued today by something that happened a long time ago? You know, right. Everybody's not going to be honest and raise your hand, but some of us are still struggling with things that happened a long time ago. But Paul encouraged us. He says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do. Paul wrote 14 books in the Bible. Don't you think that's pretty good advice? He said, this is what I do. I think he's a pretty good example. Amen. Shipwrecked 3 times, thrown in jail, delivered out of everything that he ever went through, had a thorn in his flesh, but God reminded him that my grace is sufficient enough for thee. He went up and experienced heaven himself. He said, whoa, I could brag about it, but I'm not. Hallelujah, somebody. That's the Paul I'm talking about. He said, this is one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Y'all, we got to move forward. We have a church full of people that have been hurt. We have people that have been hurt in relationships. We have people that have been hurt, and when I would say in churches, but to be hurt in the church, you have to be hurt in a relationship. That's a relationship. Amen. And you know what? A lot of times what happens with churches and ministries and even people of God, when people like us come together, let me explain something. Everybody in here, you know why we're here? Because we all need help. Every person in here, I don't care what level you are. Amen. I don't care if you were ordained a deacon in 1978 and this other guy was ordained as a deacon in 1992. The fact of the matter is you bring some issues to the fold. So Paul knew that people would have issues and have problems. He said, listen, don't act like you got it all figured out. He said, but even though I've experienced all the things that I've experienced, I press forward. And in order to press forward, you got to look forward and you got to see forward. Are y'all going to help me this morning? He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is the high calling of God? What are we working for? Are we working to have more money in our accounts? Are we working, amen, to have more status in the community? Are we working? Are we moving forward just to impress our wife and say, baby, I'm in church now? Because she's been on you about coming to church. What are we pressing toward? Anybody ever been in a race? Have you ever been in a race and your goal was to lose? I press forward toward the mark. And let me tell y'all something, a track story of my own. Darren, I won district back when I was a sophomore and got down to regional, and I started looking at them boys warm up and them big old country thighs they had and had on nice track shoes and them old raggedy track shoes we had in Roxton. And I didn't run to lose, but I don't think I ran to win. They was all warming up. I said, man, I'm just going to get out here and run. Didn't warm up, got out there, and they blew me off the track. Because in my mind, my brothers and sisters, in my mind, I wasn't running for the prize. And then I got comfortable at where, well, hey, I made it this far. Then we want to justify. Well, I made it this far, that's good enough. But my brothers and sisters, y'all remember the old folks who said, we're pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I like this. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know what? I don't have to keep y'all all day. There's no need to stretch this thing out. What is this? Rearview mirror. How many of y'all have a rearview mirror in your car? I hope y'all do. Sister Roberta, you got a rearview mirror? All right, good. This is a rearview mirror. What are you looking at? What are you looking at in your life? What do you see? What do you see? What are you looking at? I'm not a very good artist, but this is your rearview mirror, right? That look good? Little tip on it right there. Little thing you flip up and down. Yeah. Then you got your, hope y'all got your inspection stickers over here and your registration over there. They're right. Some of y'all city folks, you got your toll tag over here. Toll tag. Does that look good? Some of y'all got that illegal tent right here. But here's what we have. But what are you looking at? What if?
This is your rearview mirror, and it's used to what? See what's behind you. This is your dashboard. And this is your windshield. What is a windshield for? To see what's ahead. I press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. There were some fellas in the Bible that had issues. Noah, somebody said he was a drunk. Peter, amen, the very one that Christ told him to feed my sheep, Peter got denied Christ and cussed. Amen. Y'all remember that, don't you? Amen. David, some people say that David was a womanizer. He loved women, and yes, he did, but, you know, he fixed that thing and stuck out with his woman, and everything was all right, right? What are you looking at in your life? Those guys could have stopped right where they were when they messed up. You don't have to stop where you messed up. You got to press forward toward the mark. Amen. And God never called us to be members. He called us to be disciples. And everybody in here ought to be able to help somebody else get closer to God. I'm trying to help you this morning. What are you looking at? Because the problem with most of us, what if we flip this thing? Because this is what most of you have done in your lives. This is your windshield. How much can you see? What if this is all you had to look out of to drive to get back to Paris? And it's foggy. And it's raining. And it's snowing. I've been in a storm like that before. It was thunder, lightning, raining, and snowing at the same time in Sherman, Texas. And this is all you had to look forward. But then you had this as your rearview mirror. Some of us today are failing in life because this is our reality. This is our mirror. We're looking back at too much old mess and old stuff. My brothers and sisters, the car is something. I'm gonna tell you something. God, the Lord started dealing with me. Then when I found this in the garage, I knew where he had me going. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You stop focusing on what you used to be. You stop getting upset over that old stuff in your relationship. Let it go. Yeah. Because look at here, you can't see. You know what? You can't see very much. You just see a little bit. Sometimes you got to look back at stuff to kind of protect yourself and see what's back there. Amen. But most of our mirrors are this. And we spend all of our time looking back. Looking back on what I used to be and what used to go on. And they did this and they said that. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to move forward. Amen. There is a prize out there. Oh, y'all remember those. Y'all know those. Come on, Tony, I'm done. Y'all remember Eyes on the Prize? Anybody ever watch that when that comes on during Black History Month? You better keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is eternal life in heaven. Amen? And we have a Savior that was born. We're about to celebrate his birthday. He worked ministry. Amen. He died, my brothers and sisters, on that old rugged cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. He was there for 3 long days and 3 nights, and he rose again with all power in his hand. That where he may be, we may be there also. Stay out of that rearview mirror. Guess what? What is to come is better than has been. Amen. And I want you to receive that, and I want you to believe it, and I want you to stop living in the past. Let's move forward. Can we move forward this morning? This is all that's provided in the car to look behind you. Then you got a couple of little bitty ones. And then they put a little sign and said, these objects may be closer than they appear. It's an optical illusion anyway. My brothers and sisters, let's look out. Let's look out of that wide. Look at all the possibilities out in front of you. When you go to defensive driving or driver's ed, they say you must drive 2 miles ahead of yourself. Get your head up, get your eyes out, and look at the possibilities that God has in store for you in life. Amen. And way over yonder. Hey, we sang an old song, said, I'm looking for my Jesus way out on a hill. He's over yonder. Way over yonder. Let's move forward, my brothers. What are you looking at? Quit looking behind you. Do you think Minister Braxton, amen, could do what she does with her prison ministry? She kept on looking behind herself. She got a little mirror. She looked back and said, yep, I did spend a little time down there, but look at me now. Y'all know my favorite movie, The Color Purple? When Mr. had talked so bad to Miss Seeley, and he said, sure gonna make it, she got spunk. But you ain't nobody. You're black, you're ugly. Sure gonna be all right. You'll be back, you'll be back. But what did Seeley tell him? She said, I may be black, and I may be ugly, but I'm here. And she began to move forward in her life. Her rearview mirror got the size it needed to be. It used to be like that. Because early in the movie, she talked about what her daddy did to her. She talked about the abuse. But let me tell you, God turned her mess into a message. She comes back home and she owns the house and everything. She owns the whole farm. My brothers and sisters, we have a father that owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. What are you looking at? I'm looking at the great possibilities and the great promises that God has made to you and I. Amen. And you know what? This is about the size of what I used to be. Tell me, I remember when. I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't in here. I can't see that. I'm looking behind me. I can't even see that. Look out of your windshield and stay out of that rearview mirror. And look, let me tell you something. It's little for a reason. Because my brothers and sisters, it don't matter. Y'all all right this morning? Them big old rearview mirrors y'all got. Marcus, let it go, bro. Hear me? Let it go. Let it go. Now, I can't see that. I don't know what you're talking about. That little stuff, man. I remember when Big Johnny, he ain't going to be. What you talking about? Let me see if I can see that. No. Mm-mm. I see all this great stuff out in front of me. I can see clearer now. The rain is gone. Going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ died for your sins. He rose again with all power in his hands. Amen. Let me tell you something. He can save you right now, right today. All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior and admit that you are a sinner. Amen. And know that God shed his blood for you, for the remission of our sins. Isn't that great news, y'all? That all we have to do is accept him. Amen. Are you saved this morning? Amen. If you're saved, let me see your hand. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone here that has never been baptized, I think that's very important. Because it's symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you've never been baptized, amen, and that's something that you feel convicted.